Bristol Bay has rich deposits of copper, gold, and other minerals. It's also home to one of the most lucrative salmon runs in the world. Thousands of commercial fishermen in the Puget Sound region make the trip north every summer and catch enough to sustain themselves all year.
It's a huge fishery for Bellingham and Seattle, for Washington State.
Ellie Kinley is a commercial fisherman and a member of the Lummi Nation. She says several dozen tribal members fish there every year.
My husband told my son years ago if he wanted to keep catching fish, he was actually going to have to go to where there still was fish, which is a really sad sign of our Salish Sea. But my son's been up there for 5 or 6 years now.
She hopes to send a clear message to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that tribes oppose anything that can harm salmon and the cultures that depend on it. The proclamation follows resolutions from the National Congress of American Indians and the Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians. It's signed by their leaders, as well as the Lummi, Macaw, British Columbia's Tsleil-Waututh, and the United Tribes of Bristol Bay. That last group is pretty small, and its treasurer, Marianne Johnson, gave thanks for the support in a formal ceremony held at the Burke Museum.
We've had a long 15 years fighting this mine alone, and we are heartened to know that we are no longer standing alone.
The corporations backing the mine say their latest proposal is smaller than previously submitted, and that it will provide much-needed employment in rural Alaska and comes with mitigation to offset any destruction. The tribes say the risks are too great. A final environmental impact statement is expected this summer. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.